Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are joined by Jason Majaria, the founder and CEO of CommiSoft, a premier field service maintenance software. And Mr. Majaria, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.
Hey, you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure to have you out, and thanks for your time. So to kick things off today, tell us what CommiSoft does best, and how did it become so popular in its home market of the UK, and why do you think it's ready for the US now?
So CommiSoft has been around in the UK for about 13 years. I started it in 2006, and it basically focused predominantly on plumbing, heating, gas companies. I mean, that's where we started. That's sort of where we learned the trade and where we sort of got to know our client base. And since then, we've grown to just over 1,000 companies, more than 10,000 technicians, engineers across the UK. And we have learned an awful lot. I mean, we focus predominantly on helping businesses increase their revenue, and we help them sell more, and we help them get engineers to site more efficiently and get jobs done more efficiently. We're ready for the US. I mean, we've launched an office in Chicago this year, and we are focused on that. We've been getting inquiries from the US for many years, and we really wanted to expand on that by having a presence in the US, employing people in the US, really getting to know the US market a bit better. And as I said, the product's been around quite a long time. So it's a robust platform for companies from sort of five technicians all the way up to companies with several hundred technicians, which we obviously manage in the UK currently. Right now, I think we're in talks with at least 10 to 20 US companies already. You know, we've only had the office open a few weeks, and in fact, we've only just had our visas and things sorted in order to get people across there. So it's been super exciting, and I think we will bring some quite interesting opportunities to you know, to field service companies in the U.S. that maybe the current market isn't sort of satisfying.
Yeah, from that bit of information, certainly sounds like the timing is certainly ripe for all of this. Now, what do you think is a big pitfall for field service managers within the U.S.?
For me, I think customer experience. I think the biggest thing, and we kind of know this, and is that whether you're domestic, whether you're servicing a domestic or a commercial audience, the biggest thing for me, and has been for probably the last 2 years, has been all around helping businesses provide a really impressive customer experience. That means investing in not just digital technologies like websites and you know, on chat on your website and all this sort of thing, but also really sitting back and thinking how your customers experience your business. So that is as simple as when you make a booking, send a confirmation. There are so many companies in the US and in the UK that just don't do that. I mean, I've had many conversations already with large numbers of service managers in the US, and you know, they're doing a lot of this stuff manually. So they're jumping on, they're making a call, they're receiving a call, they're receiving an email, booking a service job, booking a maintenance job, and they may or may not forget to send an email. And that's, you know, really troubling, especially in sort of a modern day where we're so used to that sort of instant response. You know, you order something from Amazon, you get a confirmation, you get a, you know, we've shipped your package, you get a email or a text to say we're on our way, you can track the driver. You know, we're used to these types of experiences in other areas. And I think for service managers, it's going to be really, really important to make sure that we're providing that. We're keeping up with, you know, what our customers are expecting. And sometimes that's hard because we're so in the business. We're so, you know, busy doing the operational day-to-day that we don't get the time. The business doesn't allow us the time to sit back, stand back, and say, you know what, you know, that customer that called, what did they experience? You know, did they get one email from us? Did they get 20 emails from us? You know, and what did that look like? How did it make them feel? You know, people buy from people at the end of the day, and we don't want our customers feeling anxious. We don't want them feeling worried. And if you're a service manager and you're getting lots of phone calls from your customers asking you simple questions like, is the engineer coming today? What time are they coming? Did that job get confirmed? Is that job still on? Then you know you've got a customer experience problem.
Certainly fantastic information, most helpful. Now, taking this even further, what are the three biggest benefits of using software as a field service business?
So for me, I mean, most people, I think, if you ask most tech geeks, software people, people like myself, would say, you know, saving money and streamlining and things. But actually, for me, it's not that. For me, it's process. It's process. It's consistency. You know, when you have a piece of software, whether it's something like CommuSoft or whether it's, you know, even, you know, tools like Zendesk, which is a fantastic ticketing system, you know, what you find is that your staff adopt a certain way of working with your customers. They adopt a certain way of doing things called a process. And that allows you to consistently provide the same experience, the same quality level of care to your customers every time. And it allows you to scale as a business. You know, whether you've got one person in the office or whether you've got 200 people in the office, it's very hard to ask those team members to behave in a similar way, to do similar things, if you haven't got process in place. And software really supports that because it allows them to follow a set of steps, a set of workflows that you know you've introduced. You were part of that as a director, as a business owner, and you're able to then roll that out to your entire team, knowing that that is going to work well and you're going to be able to provide a consistent level of experience. The second is going to be transparency and accountability. You know, again, as you're growing your business and as you're getting bigger and bigger and you're employing more technicians, you're employing more office staff, accountability is really important. You know, things go wrong in every business. You know, it doesn't matter whether you're Microsoft at the biggest end or you're a one-man band startup company that's been going 2 weeks, things will go wrong. And it's vital for you to be able to understand, okay, what did we do? What happened? Who did it? And how do we put it right? You know, whether you're a company that we're talking about blame game, for me, it's not about that. It's purely about being able to take control of the business, be able to step back and say, look, we went wrong there. That thing, we dropped the ball. Hold our hands up. Talk to the customer. Make sure they understand that we take accountability and we're gonna move forward. So that could be as simple as, you know, booking not getting processed correctly, or, you know, the telephone number being entered incorrectly. But software really helps with that because people log into software, you can see who's logged in, you can see what they've done, you can see sort of the audit of all of that, and that really makes it very powerful. And then the transparency of all of this. You know, when your customer rings you and says, no, why did you send me an invoice for $600 when they should have only been $400? And you can say, no, look, we arrived at this time. You can see on the computer, this is where we were. That's the geo stamp. You can see we left at this time. You can see that you've got your signature here. It's all recorded. It's all set out. Here's the paperwork. This is why we're charging you. And I think that level of transparency and accountability within the business really reduces, you know, the difficulty in managing both staff and customers. And then finally, time saving. I mean, it's always going to be time saving. If your engineers are coming into the office every single morning, picking up paper job sheets, going out, bringing back paper job sheets, if they're, you know, driving for, you know, all over the city, you know, left to right, right to left, because you haven't scheduled jobs in an efficient manner, then of course you're going to save time with good quality software. You know, whether that's automating your scheduling so that you know that you're minimizing driving distance, you're minimizing wasted time, you're minimizing fuel cost, that's obviously going to be a huge benefit to businesses.
And listeners, you have just heard a host of benefits here using this Field Service Maintenance Software. Today we're joined by Jason Morjaria, the founder and CEO of CommuSoft, again a premier field service maintenance software here on Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, looking at software in general, it is an investment in terms of money, time, and people. That's clear nowadays, but how much can a business increase revenue with the help of software?
So, I mean, this is kind of a wonderful age-old question we get asked. In fact, we had an email this morning, just someone asking, you know, okay, if I buy, what will I likely save? And the answer is, unfortunately, how long is a piece of string? You know, you can save pretty much as you're willing to put in. I mean, if you're a business that's incredibly inefficient, lots of paperwork, if you're sitting there at your desk right now and all you can see is mountains of paperwork, then the amount of money you're going to save is going to be huge. You know, just cleaning up, just getting your mental game sorted where your desk isn't covered in, you know, purchase orders and invoices that haven't been sent, you know, it can be huge. I mean, I remember when we first started, nearly 10 years ago, we brought on a client. They were, I think, four people at the time, two directors, two engineers. And today, almost 10 years later, but they're nearly 40 or 50 people. And their business has grown from a few hundred thousand dollars to $7, $8, $9 million. So obviously that's, you know, over a period of time. But at the end of the day, what they have been able to do is they've been able to create that level of scale. So I would say if you're sitting in front of your desk now and you've got mountains of paperwork, you should be looking for software. You should be looking for something to get rid of that paper, to go paperless, to be more flexible. Whether you're sitting in your office, whether you're sitting at home, you should be able to access your critical data wherever you are. Your engineers should be able to access their critical data wherever they are, and you will inevitably increase revenue. If you've got a system and you are, you know, partially paper-based, or you're doing some things digitally but not completely digitally, you might be using Excel, you might be using Outlook, you might be using a job management system that may be just not quite cutting it, then yes, of course, we've seen companies move from competitor products and we've seen them grow 20-30% purely because CommuSoft offer some really impressive automation technology at a fraction of the price that if you went to sort of an enterprise software provider. So one of our biggest goals this year has been to bring the idea of automation, the idea of assisted scheduling and automatic scheduling to SMEs. So you don't have to be 200-300 employees to actually adopt that type of technology. You can be a company of 3 or 4 people and adopt it. Again, we had a wonderful case study happen in the last 2 weeks where a company of 5 people, four engineers, one office person, they adopted our automation. They started using our assisted scheduling and our scheduling technology, and they found that every single day, every engineer fitted in one more job. So if they were doing 4 jobs before, they're doing 5 jobs now. That's a 20%, 25% increase in revenue just by automating their scheduling.
And that is super exciting information. I got to tell you, there's got to be somebody out there that's really excited to hear these details and what you offer through CommuSoft. As we conclude today, what would you recommend to a business owner if they're struggling to find the right software and getting his employees on board? Wrap things up with your comments and thoughts there.
Yeah, so, I mean, the first thing is ask people you know. I mean, the wonderful thing about software, or the wonderful thing that when you're comparing software, is everyone puts up a wonderful marketing web page, right? And this has been one of my pet peeves for many years, that, you know, two products can look identical online, but actually it's not until you start using it that you really find out what the pitfalls or the goods and the bads of these products are. So if you've got, you know, people that you know, people in similar industry, the same industry, go and ask them, what do you use? How do you find it? You know, what was it like week one, month one, year one, you know, because that will change dramatically as your problems change as a business. You know, make sure that you are looking at products where you're comparing them, you know, that are more like for like. You know, so if you've got a product that's $50 a month versus $500 a month, they're going to be very different products. So just make sure that you're, you know, comparing apples and apples, not apples and pears. And as I said, talk to people, get recommendations, and see what else that company can provide you. You know, if they've got fantastic online content, fantastic educational materials, then you're going to improve your business significantly more than if it's just a piece of software you're buying.
Certainly appreciate your input there. In conclusion today, and for all the information shared on behalf of CommuSoft and what you offer in the space, I'm sure listeners want to know where they can get more information and also pick up the software that you offer through CommuSoft. Where's the best place to be in touch and get further information?
Yeah, so definitely hit us up at commusoft.us. Our telephone number, you can chat to our team online, you can give us a call, and we're more than happy to give you a demo, give you a free trial, try it out. As I said, it's helped thousands of companies.
I think it's fantastic, and again, we thank you for joining us here today on the program, Jason, and all the best.
Thank you very much.
Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Jason Margaria, the founder and CEO of CommuSoft, a premier field service maintenance software. And for all the details, visit CommuSoft.us. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.